Craniopharyngioma is a rare, usually benign, slow-growing supracellular neoplasm. Embryologically, it develops from Rathke's pouch, an embryonic precursor of the anterior pituitary. It derives from nests of epithelium along the pituitary stalk located within the supracellular diencephalic region. Recent research describes the rare occurrence of malignant transformations of these normally benign tumors. Craniopharyngiomas are usually successfully managed with a combination of adjuvant chemotherapy and neurosurgery. Treatment generally consists of subfrontal or transsphenoidal excision to achieve gross total resection. Endoscopic surgery, accessed through the nasal cavity, is an alternative to transcranial surgery. Adjuvant chemoradiotherapy has shown a clinical significance in increasing the survival rate in patients who have had gross total resections of their malignant tumors. Additional radiotherapy is used if total removal is not possible. Due to the poor outcomes associated with damage to the pituitary and hypothalamus from surgical removal and radiation, experimental therapies using intracavitary phosphorus 32, yttrium, or bleomycin delivered via an external reservoir are sometimes employed, especially in young patients. Being in the pituitary gland, the tumor can cause secondary health problems. The immune system, thyroid levels, growth hormone levels, and testosterone levels can be compromised from craniopharyngioma.